What is up, Pod Warrior Nation? We are back with the 24th edition of the Pod Warriors. I got my main man, Jordan, with me, and we have a special guest tonight walking in through the forbidden door on loan from the Turnbuckle Tavern. We got the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto. Tom, what's going on, man?
Not much, guys. I'm so ready to talk off-season football with you guys. Oh, wait, wrong show.
Wrong show. The goal line still, we've only had one guest on the goal line so far, so we still got to pop that cherry sometime down the road. But we are going to be going deep on the figures tonight. You know, we had Tom with us for the post-Comic-Con episode last year, so it only felt right to bring him back for a WrestleMania figure review. Jordan, what's going on with you, man?
Not too much. Just happy to welcome on the third member of the crew draws. We got the three Legion of Doom members tonight. So yeah, it's going to be a good night. These are always fun to do, and Tom's always easy to talk to. So yeah, there's a reason you're a reoccurring guest now.
Sweet, I love.
We had a huge amount of reveals go down at I still want to call it Access. That just rolls off the tongue so much easier. But at WWE World, so we're going to be going kind of line by line on those, giving our thoughts. And then we're going to take a look at just the overall state of the wrestling figure game in 2024 before we dive into the mailbags. So you guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. We want to remind you guys, we're using Ringside's Instagram feed to go through this. If you want to kind of follow along with us, we're going to kind of loosely just go along with their accounting of the photos as they posted them. If you start on April 4th, it's a carousel type post. It's the one with the clear John Cena as the first picture. And that's where we're going to start at. So we're seeing, you know, I think this is going to be something we talk about when we look at the overall state of the Mattel line at the end of these reveals, but Mattel's going deeper and deeper into the bag of tricks and we're getting a clear John Cena. What did you guys think of this one?
It's fun. I mean, yeah. I don't have an issue with it. I think it's a fun type of thing to add to your collection if you like that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, for a John Cena collector, it's awesome. I'm personally not going to buy it, but it is really cool.
We saw Funko do something similar a few years back with just the entire clear pop. I kind of like this one where Cena's clear, but you still got, you know, the accessories and the jorts and stuff on there. So pretty nice, and it's something neat for a one-off in the main event line. Tom, we haven't talked to you since the name change, man. What did you think of Basics 140 series deep switching up to main event?
You know, kind of bugged me. I like you can't celebrate when you get to 200 now. Like it takes away from it. I wish they would have kept it the same, but you know, the new packaging looks neat.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any other figures on that that carousel post right there that you wanted to discuss?
That Hogan is actually pretty good, but it's another Hogan, so we don't really need to go deep dive on it, I don't think.
Yeah, it is cool, man. The upgrades to the Basics they started, you know, a few months back. It just makes them so much more collectible.
Dude, I agree. Like I didn't buy Basics. I used to buy the females when we weren't getting them in the Elites because they seemed like Elites in the Basic packaging and suited figures. Yeah. But now with people I need, I'm definitely be more willing to pick it up.
Yeah, for sure, man. They're doing a pretty good job. So we'll go up to the next post. It's another carousel. Tom, it's your guy, dude. The Hot Rod and the blue trunks and the ringer tee, man. What do you think of that one?
I mean, anytime there's a Piper figure, you know I'm in, and they're finally getting scans that actually look like Piper. So I'm in. Give me Piper all day long, every day.
Yeah, it's a good one.
We're getting Seth Rollins in that crazy gear that he wore at Night of Champions. That's pretty cool. They have this same, it's like the worst Seth Rollins head scan they have in their repertoire where he looks almost like sad Seth. And that's what they've been giving us on his main event figures, man. What did you guys think of this Seth?
I think it's a good Seth, honestly. Like the attire alone makes you want to get it. But yeah, his head scan is weird, man. It is definitely the day Seth lost his smile.
We're so used to seeing him with like the big cackle and stuff, man. And they do have some really good Seth head sculpts, but this will be the third straight main event figure that's had this scan.
Here's a question. I mean, since I don't really collect Basics, do they ever share heads with the Elites and the Basics, or are they just totally different?
No, they definitely share heads. Okay. So a lot of times what you'll see, it'll be the same sculpt, but maybe the paint, there's like, I don't know if effort's the right word. There's not as much effort and detail put into the paint jobs, right? Like maybe if the hair, you know, this set's actually pretty nice, but sometimes you won't see the hair get like the extra like wash of paint to give it some definition and stuff like that. So usually you get kind of like watered down head sculpts from the elites. The great thing is when they switched up to, you know, the new articulation stuff, they also made all the heads swappable because they're you know, sometimes so you could throw an extra elite or ultimate edition head on some of these basics. And also occasionally the, you know, the basics will have a better head sculpt than the elites. I think we saw that recently with the LA Knight. Like I thought they did a really good job on his basic figure where the elite was a little bit lacking.
Yeah. Yeah. They really have done stepped up the basics or main event, whatever you want to call it, quite a bit. They're a lot better. Like I used to just skip past these on reveals, but they're definitely a lot better than they used to be.
The other cool thing is like it seemed like it coincided with the added articulation. They've been pumping out these things on the distribution, man. I feel like every time I go to Walmart, I've been seeing a different set of brand new basics on the pegs.
Yeah, not at my Walmart, but your Walmart must be better than mine then.
Tom, you live in New York, New Jersey. Like Seth lives out in the middle of nowhere. I think we can figure out what's going on.
Well, I mean, honestly, luckily, I live out in the middle of nowhere, New Jersey. I'm out in the country, so.
Still in New Jersey, New York. Seth's in the middle of Tennessee. Nobody even knows where he lives.
I'm right in Walmart country, man. Yeah, there is another wrestling. So the tiny little Walmart I'm at, yeah, it's like 20 minutes off the interstate, like really a little just dot on the map, but we got a super center. There is another figure collector in the area because those CM Punk Supremes hit last year. I saw them one day and I went back the very next day and all of them were gone. Wow. And I can't imagine that, you know, six different people walked into the Oakland, Tennessee Walmart to buy, you know, a $50 CM Punk figure.
That's a great point.
He's got some supporters. All right.
Let's fast forward to the another carousel post. This is where we see the Dudley boys. We got some grayscale, a little bit of color on Bubba Ray and the t-shirt. I'm in love with these figures, man. I cannot wait for these things to come out.
Dude, I wasn't expecting to see these there at the World, and I popped when I saw these. These look great. We're getting ECW Dudleys. Like, I thought we'd get another version of WWE. I'm all in on these.
This was one of the most needed tag teams out of ECW. Like this Dudley's is just makes every other Dudley pale in comparison. Like this is what we needed, but now we got to get the rest of the Dudley family. Like, do they have enough guts to do Big Dick Dudley? That's the real question.
Hey, listen, the way they're using Mattel Creations anymore, anything is possible.
That's true. I would love a Spike Dudley and the rest of the Dudley family. I think it'd be awesome.
I know this would be an easy one to clip out and use against me in the future. I don't need Big Dick. I really want Spike though, dude. Like Spike is the is the one we gotta have, man.
Yeah,
I agree. I need Spike too.
Yeah.
You don't need Big Dick?
No, I'm good with the way I am. Oh wait, what?
Okay. All right, keep swiping. So I think these are. I think I heard it straight. It was really hard to keep up with all the information that was just, you know, flown to us. It was like drinking from a fire hose there over WrestleMania weekend. The different little bursts of info we got. I believe that these are going to be part of the new Mattel Creations 2 packs along with the Imperium tag team pack. And if you keep swiping, you'll see these headbangers, dude, which are just absolutely gorgeous, man. It's like they took the Jax BCAs and just applied, you know, 25 years of figure innovation since then to them. This is exactly pitch perfect what I wanted from the Headbangers First Elites.
Dude, I agree. How long ago did they announce they signed a Legends deal? And for like every event since then, we've been waiting for these figures. The wait was worth it. These are beautiful. I cannot wait to get these. Even the soft good skirts look amazing. Like they did a hell of a job with these figures.
Yeah, and you'll be able to get like some old Rock t-shirts from some of the people that make the t-shirts. Like,
oh yeah,
gotta,
good idea.
You got to get some Marilyn Manson t-shirts in there, like,
Misfit stuff like that.
Those Headbanger shirts, but it ain't gonna be complete until you have, like we just said, Marilyn Manson, Misfits, all the old rock bands. Like they definitely need those.
I hadn't even thought of that, but yeah, I fucking love that idea, dude. Just to make up, differentiate them even more, like, yeah, that's going to look so cool. So you guys are good with the soft goods on soft goods execution here?
Yes, it looks great.
For them, it's perfect, I think.
Are they going to have different colored boxers underneath? Or do you think we get black trunks?
I'd be pretty shocked if they gave us that much detail.
I don't know, dude. I feel like we need to see the different. I feel like for them to be perfect, we got to have the different color boxers. I want to say the Jacks had boxer shorts on underneath.
Seth would have been at the reveal. Lift their skirts. Lift their skirts.
See, I could have asked Bill, who was just standing around all weekend, hoping people come and talk to him.
Did you talk to Bill any?
I did.
How did that sound? Or how did that go?
It was good. I mean, the most impressive thing I saw that weekend is I was standing there just, you know, next to Bill, and this little kid had to come up to him and thank him for all the work he does because of how much he loves his figures to play with them. And I'm like,
that's cool.
I said, that was a cool moment. It gave me the goosebumps. I felt like The Rock. I was rubbing my forearm. I'm like, that's really awesome. So, and he's like, I said to Bill, like, how does that feel to you? He goes, I sit in a cubicle all day. He goes, so to get noticed for this, he goes, it does mean a lot. So,
yeah.
I know Bill's had Sheena blocked for like years because she posted that picture of the Ghostbusters figures before they dropped. So he'll never hear this, but I do want to give him some props. One of the people that he absolutely always goes all out on is Shinsuke Nakamura, and the Elite 109 Shinsuke that just came out. Like, I wasn't even really even track. Like, I'd almost even forgot that figure was coming out, but having it in hand, he nailed it, dude. Like, I think it's going to be on my list for best figures of 2024. Like, you got the soft goods execution, the head sculpt, everything. Like, The new Shinsuke figure is incredible. So shout out to Bill. All right, let's go to the next post. I cannot believe we're getting this. Survivor Series 94 action. We are getting the Bushwhackers dressed up as Doink the Clown, man. Thoughts on this as a release?
Dude, this is the shit I love. Like, this little stuff you never thought you would get. And it's coming with the regular heads as well. This is going to be in a Survivor Series set. Yes, yeah. Please. I need more of this stuff. This is what I live for.
My OCD is going to drive me nuts, though, dude, because I feel like I got to have Mabel and Mo with the because that was the 4-man team. It was Butch and Luke and Mabel and Mo all dressed up as Doink, man. I feel like I need Doink, Mabel and Doink Mo to complete the foursome there.
You're going to have to hit your customizers up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, just seeing stuff that you never thought you would get is pretty cool. I mean, this is a deep, deep cut, but yeah, it's definitely cool.
And it's nice to get some updated Bushwhackers. You know, they were back in the Legends 2-packs at Toys R Us, the original Legends line, and then they were out in a Battle Pack set in 2016.
That's insane.
They've been few and far between. These guys are a pretty big part. I'd love to see, man, if they've got the Bushwhackers under contract, give us, like, the Sheepherders, dude, from the 80s, like, you know, USWA Memphis. Like, you know, it's a little bit more edgier looking. I mean, it'd be easy to do. You could kind of probably keep the same sculpting, but just change up the paint jobs and give us some mean looking faces and stuff, man. Have them come with some weapons and shit. I think that'd be a really cool release in the Legends line.
Dude, that could work in the territory line too, they're doing now.
Yeah, definitely. All right, swipe over. We got a figure, man. It's so funny to me. I literally had our good friend Ivan from Ivy's Custom Figgies make this exact figure for me in a customized form down to the deco and everything. But it's always nice to get an actual, you know, factory release of it because the customs can get kind of iffy. But honorary ooh, Sami Zayn from Survivor Series 2022. Like, it's a simple figure, but it was much needed for the line, and I think they nailed it.
He's looking very oosy, I will say.
It's a great looking figure. I love Sami Zayn. His figures always look good. So I'm all like, we needed this. We need to complete this.
And then we're getting as the fourth member of the Survivor Series set is going to be Kevin Owens from that War Games 2022 match, rocking the Dusty Rhodes t-shirt and the jeans a la Dusty's look from the Bunkhouse Stampede. I think this is a really cool figure and something different from a Kevin Owens, who we've gotten a lot of similar ones to.
Am I just seeing things, or does it say D-U-S-T-T Rhodes?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to imagine that they're going to get that fixed up, man, before... But yeah, it's Dust Tea, you know, so I don't know what they're going for, but yeah. Or remember the first women's tag team championship we got said Womaze, had an H instead of an N.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's possible we get Dust Rhodes.
Dust Rhodes. Dust. I may have missed it. Did they announce who the Build-A-Figure is going to be for this year's Survivor Series set?
I didn't hear
That's the four guys in it, but I did not see anything about who the Build-A-Figure is going to be.
Nope, neither did either.
All right, keep swiping. We got something that I'm honestly kind of puzzled by this one, dude. It's going to be a Target exclusive 4-pack celebrating the 25th anniversary of SmackDown. And we're getting John Cena, Eddie Guerrero, Booker T, and Steve Austin. I could be wrong. You know, WWE is so hot right now that maybe this just flies off the shelves anyways. I think this has some major pegworm potential.
You want me to tell you what's the most puzzling about this? That they actually do know how to do fucking jeans, and yet we still got that garbage-ass Scott Hall.
Yeah, true. These jeans all look nice, dude. You're 100% right.
Maybe you could just pop off the torsos and put these right on Scott Hall.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the jeans were... Oh, no, yeah, the jeans were... I thought it was the vest that was messed up on him, but I thought the jeans looked... I think the jeans looked decent-ish, but not as good as these.
They did not look like this.
I don't know. Are you guys grabbing this set, man? Because I think this is a hard pass for me.
Nah, I pre-ordered it already just because the Target sets are so hard to find. They never... Like, you barely find them on the shelves there, so... I love the Austin and the Brooker T, so yeah, I ordered it.
Nice.
I feel like they would have been better off. I think it could have sold better if they just went all in on Austin and Booker T. Just give us like a whole like grocery shelf of shit. You know what I mean? Give us like a whole like grocery aisle of accessories, dude, to and like maybe some little cardboard shelving to use them to really create that scene. Because I wasn't the most avid fan at the time, but I still had zero recollection of this Cena and Eddie Guerrero thing. Was this like an iconic brawl or something? Or and I'm just late to the party on it or what?
Dude, I'll be honest. I looked at it and I was trying to figure out when the hell it was from. I don't even remember it.
I remember it, but no, it wasn't like iconic or anything. The grocery store scene with those two is good, but the Cena and Eddie is weird to me.
Yeah, I would have thrown in like a shopping cart, whole bunch more little food items. Give me the cash register with the microphone so Austin can say, price check on dumbass, price check on dumbass. Yeah. I don't know. That's a weird one for me. Dude. It's up there with that. Like, do you guys remember that old Nitro Notables 4-pack that had like LWO, Eddie Guerrero, random Hall and Nash, and like Larry Zbysko? That's what this set kind of puts me in mind of.
Yeah.
All right, we see the Imperium 2-pack. Yeah, these guys are cool. I kind of would have rather seen them with their like track jackets and stuff, But yeah. It's still nice to get these guys in elite form.
Yeah, it's fine.
And you don't know, maybe the jackets will be included as an accessory.
True, possible. All right, Jordan, man, thoughts on the new Trish Elite fur coat with the cowboy hat?
No comment.
Oh boy,
is that no comment? Like you just can't even speak about it because you're just going to get too worked up, or you don't like it?
I just, dude, I don't understand some of these Trish figures they're releasing lately. Like the WrestleMania one they just did was not needed. I feel like this one's not needed. I don't know, man. They're just getting carried away at this point.
Seth, I feel like this one's kind of cool, man. This is Trish from last year, right? That's what it's supposed to be.
Jordan, you know why he thinks this is cool? Because she's acknowledging a tribal chief in here. Honestly, this picture looks...
I don't know, man.
Honestly, this figure looks so much better in person than it does in this picture.
Okay.
When I saw it, it looks just like her. The angle, I don't know. It just doesn't look the same as it did in person. So I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear you say that, Jordan. I expected you were going to like this one because I thought I don't necessarily love it, but I think if I was a big Trish fan, I like it. So we got to dive in on this, dude. What are you looking for in a Trish figure, man? Give me like your ideal Trish figure because I do think she's kind of missing for being arguably one of the not arguably she's definitely one of the probably top five or six best women's wrestlers in WWE of all time. What would her definitive release look like to you?
Probably like the cross-eyed classic superstars one that you gave me. No,
that was middle value.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like they've already done a good enough Trish for me. Like I don't really need another one. I feel like that the Hall of Fame one from the Target exclusive line is by far still the best Trish they've ever done. I don't know, man. I just don't know how you can improve that one because that one's really good. But Tom did say he thinks this is a bad angle. So maybe when it comes out, I'll have different opinions. But the WrestleMania one they just did was absolute garbage.
Did you see somebody?
I saw a fix up of the WrestleMania one where somebody put the blonde hair on her and it looked just like her. Nothing compared to what it looks like in the WrestleMania box with the brown hair.
Yeah, because that WrestleMania one is not good. Like, that's a bad figure. But, yeah, maybe if you fix it up, maybe it looks good. I'm
going to shoot you guys a text right now because I actually saved the image when I saw somebody did the fix-up because I want to do it because it's identical Trish.
All right.
Okay.
And you're going to be blown away.
I do think, I think she's due an Ultimate Edition figure.
Oh, for sure, man.
Maybe in like the Target Legends line or something, dude. They were Ultimate Edition.
She's due. She's not top five or six either, Seth. She's top two. Like, let's just fucking relax. Like, she's
top two and she ain't number two.
Exactly. Her and Charlotte.
All right. Up next, we got the Sandman. I was shocked to see that we're getting two different Sandman elites, dude. I think I got to get both, man. I prefer the American flag one, but the one with the skull pants is really, really cool.
You got to have Rex Kwando Sandman for sure. And then, yeah, dude, I literally didn't think we'd even get one Sandman like you just said, and we got two. I'm happy they're doing some ECW guys because they're definitely needed in the Mattel set. I think me and you kind of slept on this a couple weeks ago and we were talking about there wasn't much left to do. There's plenty left to do if you're going to start doing ECW figs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's still a lot left to do. I'm just kind of thinking for like the guys that like it seems like they would bother going after. It wasn't as much. But all right, let's take a look at this Trish fig. Okay. Oh, yeah. I think it does look better with the blonde head.
Yep. Yeah, and look at like barbed wire from Mattel for the first time.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. Maybe we're going to get blood and guts, dude. I'm telling you, the one thing that for all the criticisms of Jazzwares, they've done a really good job with their blood and guts figures. Imagine Mattel if they could do blood and guts Steve Austin from WrestleMania 13.
Oh, my God.
Get that head sculpt. Just get it right from that iconic shot when, you know, he's in the sharpshooter with his mouth open, dude. Like, God, that would be so sick, man.
100%.
Well, luckily it's not Brett that was in the sharpshooter because his face would look nothing like him. He'd probably have like a stray hair over his nose.
Listen,
I'm telling you, dude, the new Ultimate Edition looks like Howard Stern dressed up as Bret Hart.
Did you see the Coliseum collection? Somebody put it on like a suited figure and it looks just like Todd Pettengill from back in the day.
Yeah, I'm convinced. Yeah, Bill's definitely a Shawn Michaels guy for sure. I will say the new Ultimate Edition with the glasses on, I think it's my favorite Bret Hart figure Mattel's ever done.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the glasses off, it falls apart pretty quick. Other thing on the Sandman figure, dude, we got to mention this, man, because the possibilities are really open up now. As a sneakerhead, I pop big that he's got the old Sean Kemp Reebok Kamikazes on. Like, that's, to my knowledge, that's the first time we've gotten like a specific sneaker or something that close to a specific sneaker on a Mattel figure, man. Which one of my most wanted elites right now, Roman in the street gear with some Air Jordans on.
Yeah, dude, we got the Rain Man being represented on Sandman. Like, what a day!
And beer cans.
And beer cans, yeah.
Crack me up.
All right, got a new Ricochet elite. It's nice enough. I don't think we need to talk too much. Tony D'Angelo, I thought that's pretty cool,
that's
man.
A good, you know,
with the tracksuit, yeah, it looks pretty nice for the NXT fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go some more elites. I love that new Finn. We're getting another Judgment Day Finn. I think that's pretty dang sweet. And the Rhea Ultimate Edition is just gorgeous.
That's dude, a beautiful that's figure.
That might be my favorite figure of the weekend.
That's a beautiful figure.
It looks really, really good.
How's that Dom looking hand? Finn, you just got it.
The Rhea.
No, the Dom. You just got the Dom.
Oh, the Dom. Yesterday. Yeah, it's cool. So I definitely tell, like, he's just got a black singlet top on underneath, which is like, it's whatever, dude. But with all the accessories on and stuff, he looks cool as hell. He's Brett has been like, he loves Dom and he's been wanting that look in a figure. So that's like, he kind of basically just snatched it up. It's upstairs in his room right now in the middle of a fatal four-way with, I think, Rick Steiner, Brock Lesnar, and Bray Wyatt right now. That was his match he was playing as he was getting tucked into bed. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a big hit with the kids, man. But it's cool. They did a really good job with the flannel shirt. You know, it looks very similar to the Roddy Piper Hollywood figure.
Nice.
All right. I just keep seeing it popping up on different ones. We'll go and discuss it. Why do we need to get an elite Muhammad Ali? Like, we already got the Ultimate Edition. Anybody that wanted it, that Ultimate Edition sat on Mattel Creations for damn near a year, man. It might still be on there. Why do we need to get an elite, a Muhammad Ali, taking up a spot in our Legends line?
We don't.
Dude, this is just the WWE game. Like, just use the shit out of a Legends deal as much as you can.
Yeah, keep milking it.
Listen, I don't even know. Like you said, the Ultimate Edition exclusive didn't sell out. You would think they'd be cleaning up with the Muhammad Ali line, but I don't think they are. So
I just don't think there's as much crossover, dude. I feel like anybody that really wanted it would get the Ultimate Edition. And they did do a great job on that figure. So I feel like nobody really needs a second Muhammad Ali after that. Let's go up to the carousel post with starts with Bailey. It's the next one up. Swipe over the Wrecking Lowrider, dude. The Lucha Lowrider with Ray. This thing is pretty dang sweet, man.
That is cool.
This is the first ride that I've actually wanted to buy. Like, this one's cool.
Yeah, they've done a really, really great job with the Wrecking line. Like, my mom bought Brett the Steve Austin monster truck, and that thing's like, I would always kind of roll my eyes, and I'm like, man, why are they wasting money on this? We could just be getting different figures. But that thing is pretty cool, dude. He's having a ton of fun with it. So these are... they're definitely for the kids. I love something like this, though. It's got some crossover appeal between the kids and the adults. Do you guys got any, like, you know, dream wrecking figures or wrecking vehicles you wish they do?
I want a Zamboni with Steve Austin.
Yes.
That would be cool, dude. We got it from Funko, so it's at least possible. We know WWE's open to doing it, man. So, yeah, the Zamboni would be cool. I still want the hearse with the Undertaker, like from SummerSlam 92, where he was standing up on the back of the hearse for his match with Kamala. I thought that looked badass.
See, I want the set now with the Big Show.
Yep. Big Show's daddy.
We need to get him back under a Legends deal.
A big old freaking... well, you really just need Boss Man, dude. You know, you could kind of... yeah. You could piece together a Big Show, dude. You need the Boss Man with that big old car with a giant speaker on top of it, dude. I thought Austin with a beer truck would be cool, too.
Oh, yeah, that would work, too.
Big Show's
you'd
daddy.
Probably have to make it like the beverage, you know, the beverage truck or something like that. But it would, you know, it could work though, man. But yeah, the Big Show's daddy would be awesome. All right, Tom. This solid. We'll swipe to the end of this post. This solid gold Rock figure, man, like the statue. Is that something, or is that something that they just mocked up for the display?
I thought they just mocked it up for the display. I didn't hear anything about it being for sale, but yeah,
it looks kind of cool.
I think they just did it because that's where the Rocky statue is supposed to be in Philadelphia, so I'd assume it was just done for that.
Got it. It does look cool. I don't think I'd need it. I definitely don't need it, but it does look kind of cool. All right, let's go to the next post, man.
Yeah, boy.
Dude, I'm a little bit let down on this Kevin Nash, dude. I think the Scott Hall looks perfect. Something about like the part choice, dude, just looks kind of weird. And like the hair, I'm not in love with this Kevin Nash figure, the Ultimate Edition.
He looks like he has a wig on.
And I'll say it again, this figure looked better in person.
Really?
Like, I think these angles are terrible. If you look, it's like they're shooting up at Kevin Nash. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know who took the photos. I know the guy they were using passed away, so. I might have to talk to John and like, John, give me a chance. Listen, I used to shoot for magazines. I could shoot the photos of your figures for you.
And you're still a photographer OnlyFans, so.
See, now that would be a dream gig. Sign me up for that. I can't even deny that.
I saw somebody the other day that posted a picture of like your dream occupation. It was a guy that was a pornography historian. Like, man, what a gig.
Is his name? Never mind. I won't say it.
All right. We'll obviously defer to your judgment, dude. I definitely trust you when it comes to figures. But yeah, it's still really, really cool, dude. You know, Elite 16 was a long ass time ago. The last time we got the red Kevin Nash, but I wasn't, you know, wowed when I saw this one.
No, looking at the picture, I'm like, wow, this looks terrible.
Yeah, it looks just like, it's just like the parts just look kind of weird, man. I don't know. It looks like if I made a figure myself, like that's what it would come out looking like. We'll go to the next post. This Eddie Guerrero, I freaking love, this dude. I think it's got a good chance to be, it's going to be right in the mix for figure of the year, I think. Like, if they picked the wrong parts for that Nash, they picked every single right part for this Eddie. The head sculpt, the hair looks great. Like, this figure is like stunningly good to me.
Yeah, this is near perfection.
What did you guys think of the Mankind Ultimate Edition?
Oh, dude, that, talk about figure of the year. That looks amazing. Again, I'm looking at it on here. It looks terrible. What did they do? Who took these photos?
Dude, it looks like CM Punk's face in the first picture. They showed us CM Punk's face with a wig.
Somebody told me it looks like Cassius Ohno or Chris Hero.
Oh, my God, dude.
I see that, too.
I could see
that, too, man. I don't love the soft goods, man. I get why they did it, because they've given us so many Mankinds with the rubber top, you know, so I get the feeling the need to do something different. I don't love the way like that shirt and tie looks, man. I'm just more and more. I'm not, unless it's just like a straight t-shirt, I'm not a huge fan of soft goods.
I mean, I think it's a great figure. I just, the first head scan is really puzzling to me. The other two look great.
Yeah, the two and below definitely look better, but I don't remember the face scan looking this bad in person.
It literally looks like CM Punk with hair.
It really does. That's pretty
funny. Maybe you were just high on like the WrestleMania juice, dude. You know, the WrestleMania or air was just, you know, warping your vision, dude.
No, I only do edibles before I go to sleep and I'm relaxing watching TV.
All right, sweet, keep swiping over. We're finally getting DDP and Jeans, man. Like one of the most long overdue figures that in the Mattel line.
Yeah, this will bring you back to Monday Night Wars. Like, here we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
I need to see it with the like the sleeveless, like, you know, main like WCW DDP shirt and like the rib tape. That's what it's got to have to be complete.
Well, they do have the ripped. It looks like there's two DDPs. There's a Chase and the normal one, because the Chase one looks like it has the rib tape.
Yep.
Okay, so sweet. So we will be getting the rib tape. Yeah, I knew there was a Chase with the it looked like, I think the Chase just has lighter colored jeans, so that's cool. The other thing I saw, we're getting another Commissioner Michaels, man. The first one goes for a pretty penny because he was part of that, you know, that Holy Grail set of Flashback Series 3, the one that included Harley Race. He was the Build-A-Figure there. Do we think he's going to be a Build-A-Figure in the Monday Night Wars line, or is he going to be just a mainline release?
No, he's going to be a mainline release from what I heard that weekend.
Hmm. Okay, cool. You're getting Steve Austin with the, you know, the Terminator shirt. That's going to be pretty cool. With the, you know, it looks like he's got some updated Daisy Duke shorts. Another corporate boss, man. And then way hiding back in the back there, you got the blue Harlem Heat. And then if you swipe over, you see the black Harlem Heat figures. Like, these are freaking awesome, dude. I cannot wait to get both sets of those Harlem Heat figures.
Dude, yeah. I think the ones in the black look amazing. They both look amazing, but the ones in the black just pop. Like, that's, I can't wait.
Yeah, the black and red's kind of like that. That's your standard Harlem Heat right there.
Yeah, they definitely killed these ones. These ones are awesome. Disciple in the back is absolutely killer, dude.
Yeah, I love getting all the Brother Brood I we can get, and Disciple's been one of our most wanted for a while. It's been such a blessing that they're branching out to giving us like actual wrestlers as Build-A-Figures. You know, for the longest we were just getting suited guys as the Build-A-Figures, so it's really cool to get actual, like, you know, guys like Virgil and, like, you know, hardcore British Bulldog and stuff like that as Build-A-Figures.
Bro, scan back to the third. The third scan on this one with the Mankind that looks like CM Punk. What is going on with the Rock's head behind him?
Dude, that's the meme face.
He looks like he's got like a Gumby head, though. It looks all stretched out.
Yeah, that it does. It looks like a freaking like a totem pole type situation, dude. Like tiki head, man.
Honestly, you know what I think it is with these photos? I think whoever took these photos was not using a proper lens to capture these.
Possible. Yeah. Totally possible. Maybe they had on like 0.5 zoom or something.
Yeah.
Also back in the back, I didn't mention it. It's a 2-in-1 on that same picture. We're getting NWO Kurt Hennig and West Texas Redneck Kurt Hennig.
That is great.
The West Texas Rednecks, that's just, I brought up a few times. That's one of my all time favorite stories in wrestling. You know, they brought these guys in to feud with the No Limit Soldiers and they were supposed to be heels, you know, talking about rap is crap. And I'd say it's, you know, I think it's safe to say they were kind of being like racist without blatantly coming out and being racist. And it turned out that all the, like, you know, the Southern WCW fans just cheered them anyways, dude. They ended up being like some of the most, they were like the most over baby faces in the mid card, dude.
The West Texas Rednecks is the greatest name ever.
All right. I will say, go ahead and say, like, you know, issue up a quick prayer to the fig gods to find those blue Harlem Heat. You know, it's finding a regular figure at Walmart is a borderline nightmare. I know it's going to be absolute. It's going to be a freaking crucible trying to find not one, but two highly sought after chases at Walmart, dude. So maybe start socking away a little bit eBay money for those two.
Well, apparently Steve Ozer had come out and said starting with the Monday Night Wars Series 2, they're going to be a lot easier to find. I'll believe it when I see it, but I hope so, because I'm tired of hunting at Walmart.
Yeah, hopefully maybe good brother Paul can hook us up and throw the chases up there on their own. That'd be nice as well. That's who I ended up getting my Scott Hall through old Paul Mart.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever talked to Action Figure? I know you got a little bit better relationship with them than we do. Have you guys ever talked to Bill or Action Figure Attack about Paul Mart getting all these, making all these Walmart exclusives much more readily available for collectors?
I mean, I asked him about it at one point, and he says he knows exactly what's going on, but he didn't give me any details.
Okay. So it seemed like they kind of just accept it as part of the game. They're not like actively trying to like shut this guy down or anything.
They're not trying to shut him down. I don't know if he's getting his stuff directly from Mattel or what, but he knows about it and he was fine with it. So,
I mean, dude, they get the figures into collector's hands and the prices aren't bad either, dude. It's a slight markup, dude.
I feel like Paul Mart could probably, shipping on them.
Yeah. I feel like he could probably raise his prices and people would still pay him. So I consider Paul Mart a baby face in the figure world.
I agree. I love him when I can find his stuff there.
Let's go up to the next post. We got Ultimate Edition Solo Jey Uso from SummerSlam 2023. You guys know I'm huge Bloodline Mark. Like, I'm definitely grabbing this like day one, man. This thing is excellent, dude. I love the white pants. He's got the hands up to do his new taunt. I think this is a sick figure.
Dude.
Yep, that's great. Yeet.
No yeet. Yeet. No yeet. But it's a good figure.
What do you guys think of the Ultimate Edition Gunther on the next post?
Dude, this is a thing of beauty. Oh, yes, I cannot wait to get this figure.
So Tom just sent us in a picture he snapped, and I got to agree, man. Pretty much every single figure I see in this shot looks better than the ones that were posted on ringside.
I'm telling you, Jordan?
Yeah, the Rock's head doesn't look as Gumby in that fake picture either.
Whoever's taking these photos is using a real camera with the wrong lens.
Yeah.
100%, because the faces are not as long. I just noticed it. Wow.
Interesting.
The one thing to note about this Gunther, I know it's not the flashiest or most spectacular, you know, Ultimate Edition figure we've seen, but he is going to match the Elite Imperium figures coming on Mattel Creation. So if you're like me and you're into building out a faction in figure form, you're going to need to grab this Ultimate along with those Imperium 2-pack.
Gunther.
All right, go to the next one. This is funny enough. I was texting with Jordan, with Tom, and with Trey from My Damn Toys. That's kind of like that's my four horsemen of figure collectors. That, like, you know, y'all three are the ones I always talk to about figure stuff. It was a couple months back. I was like, it kind of just dawned on me that we have never gotten the towel with John Cena after all these years, man. Probably three dozen different Elite releases. Never gotten it. They're finally giving us the towel, man. I think it's pretty cool. I would have rather seen like a 2014, 2015 era John Cena. This is the modern day one, but I think this is still a pretty damn awesome Ultimate Edition.
Dude, I think you're to blame for this, because after you mentioned it to me, I wrote Ozer and like, how have we never gotten a towel for the John Cena?
Seems so simple, right?
Now here it is.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, if I had a small part in it, dude, then thank God. But yeah, I don't know how I never really noticed it before. I guess because they always do such a great job on Cena between the hat and the wristbands and the shirts and stuff. But yeah, you got to have the towel, man. That's an essential part of the Cena experience. Jordan, you in on this figure?
Oh, 100%. This is great. This is one of the better Cenas they've done.
I would kill to get that. My favorite John Cena figure was in Elite 37. It was from SummerSlam 2014 when he got absolutely waxed by Brock Lesnar. But he's in basically, it's like red and yellow is like the wristbands and t-shirt gear and stuff. And then he's got the camouflage shorts on. I'd kill to get that redone in the Ultimate Edition line. That was like, I don't know, that figure is just so toyetic to me. That was when I was really first getting back into wrestling hot and heavy. So that was like the Cena that I'm like most attached to, man. So
yeah.
Yeah, shout out Elite 37 John Cena. Take a look at that one if you haven't gone on a deep dive for old John Cena figures in a while.
Cena.
Let's go to the next one, man. Ultimate Edition Seth Rollins from Clash at the Castle. This is pretty damn awesome.
Dude, they killed this. This is amazing.
Yeah. This, to me, is a release of the weekend. Like, this, absolutely incredible. This is a work of art.
Can I be the turd in the punch bowl and list out to you? It's not even related to this figure. This figure's perfection. I love it. I will say, though, that I was a little bit bummed. I voted for this figure, right, when they did the fan takeover. I want to say it was around this time last year when they did the vote. I had voted for this figure, but I assume just because most of these fan takeovers, you know, they put it on WWE.com for people that aren't even figure collectors, and they end up making the most dumbass choices. Like when we got that WrestleMania 6 Ultimate Edition Warrior, you know, I just assumed that we were getting Shield Seth Rollins, right? Like in my mind, it was a done deal. And like, these fuckers are just going to vote for the Shield. And in like the year that's passed, I had kind of started getting excited for it, dude. Cause I was like, all right, we're going to get an Ultimate Edition Seth in the Shield gear. It's going to be freaking sweet, to the point that where I was almost a little bit disappointed that the one that I picked won, dude. Is there something wrong with me?
Yes.
Two, my other thing, dude, that pisses me off seeing this. Dude, they didn't put the wings on the new Ultimate Edition Cody. Clearly, they can do wings, though, dude. Where the fuck was Cody's wings on the new Ultimate Edition?
They fucked that up so bad. There's no way those shouldn't have been included.
I mean, that's what set it off. Tom, what's up with that, dude? Did you ask them where the wings were?
You know what? I didn't even realize it until you just said it, but holy crap.
Yeah, he had on those beautiful white eagle wings coming out, dude. Like, that would have set that figure off even more, man. And like I said, you could take these right here at the Sesquatch, just fucking turn them upside down and paint them white and they're good to go. I may do that, man. I may try to do that. If I can get, I may get two of these Seths and try to just fucking customize some wings for old, the Codester, but we'll see, man. Either way, this Seth is freaking awesome. Really, really cool figure. All right, let's see what else was revealed. All right. So we'll go up to some Ultimate Editions in work. How do you guys like the Dusty Rhodes Ultimate Edition?
Dude, I'm excited for this. We're finally getting some new Dusty head scans. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've used the same one for every Elite we have at Dusty, haven't we? Like, yep. About time.
Just about, yeah.
This was
needed. We need to get an NWA Dusty also, man.
Yes, please.
Gotta happen. The other, I don't think Ringside ended up posting pictures of it. Ultimate Edition Vader. I'm glad we're getting it. I didn't ever see any real detailed pictures or like info on what all it's going to include. To me, they've done such a great job on his elites. I don't know how much they're really going to be able to improve on Vader other than, you know, the additional articulation, man. Like, I feel like there's just not a whole lot of meat on the bone to do a better Vader. And I say that as a compliment to Mattel because they've crushed it on every Vader release they've had.
Well, we're getting the one without the mask, which is cool, with the mask. So there's a few different heads that it's going to be nice to have. So they try to update it and put some stuff in that we haven't seen.
And did I see there's going to be a chase? Was that accurate that there's going to be like one with the black, like where it's mostly black with a little bit of red and then one where it's mostly red with a little bit of black? Did I see that right or no?
I didn't know. I haven't heard that, but it's definitely a possibility.
There was definitely two separate Vader figures on that reveal that me and you both saw, Seth. I remember that.
Here, I'll
see. Yeah, I think we're going to get a...
you're right.
They're
both here. I just texted you guys both pictures. Of the both Vaders. Yeah. Yes, I didn't even notice that. He's wearing two different outfits. The one has the red on the side and the black in the front. Yeah, okay.
Vader.
Yeah, I'm probably going to end up getting these just because I love Vader. He's in my probably top 10 favorite of all time, but not close to my, like, you know, most excited. Let's take a look at that Superstars post. That Tatanka is fucking gorgeous, man. Possibly the best Tatanka figure we've ever done. And if you're Asylum with their like Superstars knockoff line, you got to just be like, motherfucker, dude, because they got a Tatanka dropping here pretty soon.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I mean, I like the reveals that we saw, but I feel like they're dropping the ball with the Superstar lines. Like, there's so many more guys from the 80s era. Like, they could have done the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov. The Bushwhackers would fit perfectly into this line.
Dude, like, how have we not gotten Bret Hart in this line
yet? How have we not have the Hart Foundation in this line?
Yeah. But I love these figures, dude.
Don't worry, though. We got Muhammad Ali back there, so everything's going
to
be great.
And a retro Muhammad Ali. Stop. He needs to go with Mr. T and just go away somewhere.
That Brutus Beefcake is going to be killer, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, did you see it revert? It's a 2-in-1. He's also going to have the Zodiac head sculpt also. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Boss Man is outstanding. Makes me really wish we had an Akeem. Like, could you imagine Akeem in this line?
Please. Yes.
That Kurt Angle looks great. Like, I love these, dude. The soft goods, you know, I know 5 minutes ago I was talking about how much I hate soft goods. The soft goods they put on these look so freaking good, though, dude. I guess maybe because it's supposed to be a little bit more cartoonish line. It just works better. Like, the Kurt Angle looks great. The Razor. What do you guys think of getting Razor with the long boys, the long purple trunks on that were seen in, like, one dark match, I think?
I love it.
It's fun. It's different. I'm here for it.
Yeah, love this line, man. Some of the best work Mattel's done. Hopefully this thing keeps going.
And Kurt Angle actually liked the image I posted of this figure.
They need to get us a ring, man. I feel like we're due like a Superstar style ring. Like, maybe make it look kind of like I'm thinking something like the old LJN ring, but just in the scale for the Superstars.
Look at the Legends cage. It's perfect for the Superstars.
Yeah, it does work. Yeah, it does scale, and you got the big blue cage. I believe the only new retro we saw revealed was the Brother Love in this next post. Is that right, Tom? Was there any additional retros we saw for the first time?
That was the only one I saw.
And interestingly enough, that's not going to come in the 4-pack. I heard Action Figure Attack say that's going to be its own special release in the on Mattel Creation. So I'm wondering if maybe we're going to get a debut Undertaker in the retro line to go along with it. Because I can't imagine they're going to do Brother Love just by himself.
I love you.
Coliseum Collection's up next. We saw additional shots of the Ricky Steamboat and Ted DiBiase. Ted DiBiase looks cool to me. I love that Ricky Steamboat, though.
Dude, this Ricky Steamboat's killer. I cannot wait to get this Steamboat. And a DiBiase, too. It's a totally new head scan. It looks great.
What do you think of the Coliseum Collection, Tom? Is it you know, not long for this world? I know there's already a lot of speculation out there that it may be going down the tube sooner rather than later.
I mean, I spoke to them about it that weekend, and they said as of now, there's no plans for it to go anywhere. It's continuing, so...
Dude, put a freaking Ultimate Warrior in this line. What are we waiting on? Like, you have to put people that you know are for sure going to sell out. Like, dude, I love Ted DiBiase and Ricky Steamboat. That line ain't selling out either. Like,
dude,
come on. Start dropping the big names. Like, what are we waiting
on? My dream set is Ultimate Warrior, because I think a Mattel Ultimate Edition of the Ultimate Warrior and that color scheme from ZLJN would be fucking killer. And Honky Tonk Man, dude. Ultimate Edition Honky Tonk Man and Ultimate Edition LJN Warrior, I think, would set this line on fire.
Dude, and that was originally the plan. I said, we're going to put somebody who sells with somebody who you might not get. And now we're getting Steamboat and DiBiase. Which one of those is the big sellers that's going to anchor that set?
That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, Ricky Steamboat's not like a huge seller. Million Dollar Man sells decent amount of figures, but not a sellout. Like, he's not going to sell out.
I mean, the other thing is, dude, I don't know anybody that loves the Heart Foundation half as much as I do. I passed on that Heart Foundation set. There wasn't enough meat on the bone for me to upgrade from the Elite 43. You know, I was waiting to see them that they're going to like throw in jackets or something. Like, I know that wouldn't have been era accurate. But I mean, that's never stopped Mattel before, you know? I was really kind of let down by those releases.
See, this line, I'm probably so biased because it's based off of LJN's, which is what I grew up on. So they could release anything in Coliseum Collection and I'll buy it.
This is the only two. The Heart Foundation is the only two Ultimates that I do not have in my collection as of right now. Like, that should tell you something. I'm a completionist for Ultimates, but I was really disappointed with those figures.
We haven't discussed it yet, Jordan. Let's just make a pact right now. The next time Mattel Creations does a buy one, get one, we will we'll go in, dude. We'll go halvesies on it, and we'll each get a set.
How's that sound? What happens if one of us gets the Chase ones?
You can have the Chases, dude. You know I'm loosey-goosey no matter what. Well, I don't know. Let me wait, because I haven't seen much of those Chases popping up, dude, and I feel like that eBay might... If we get the Chases, we'll sell them, we'll split the proceeds, and then we'll get another regular set, all right?
I'll tell you, Steve Ozer told me he went through two cases of the Heart Foundation Coliseum Collection and found no Chases. So he goes, I know what the ratio... He said, I know what the ratio is supposed to be. He goes, but I haven't seen it yet. So
that would make sense considering I've seen two total sets of them so far.
Wow. I'm willing to bet that... Because, you know, we've seen this a couple times with the AEW Chases. I'm willing to bet that... Maybe at the factory, they just didn't get sorted. You know what I mean? They did all the blue cards, did all the black cards, and like the last, like all the black cards are in like the back of the crates that Mattel is using to ship these out. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to see any black cards for months. And then you're going to see like right around the time they do like the buy one, get one sale on these, you're going to see people getting like double Chases and stuff in the mail. 100%. That's my prediction.
I agree.
All right, let's flash forward the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man. I love this kind of thing. I know it got a little bit of a mixed reaction amongst the hardcore collectors. I was all about the Turtles crossover line we had back in 2016, 2017. That was going in the opposite direction. That time you had the Turtles dressed up as wrestlers. Now we got the wrestlers dressed up as characters from the Turtles universe. I think these are freaking sweet.
Yeah, these are incredible. They did a great job on these. And this was something... Another thing I was not expecting at all, like that's what we look forward to on these reveals, is something you're not expecting.
Series 2, I feel like we got to have it. We need Solo and Jimmy Uso as like Bebop and Rocksteady to go along with Roman Shredder.
That'd be awesome.
And I saw somebody else, they said that you could have Paul Heyman be Krang.
Oh my God.
Imagine the big Krang body with just like Paul Heyman's head, where like Krang's little brain was at.
How did we not get April O'Neil in the first set? Becky as April O'Neil in the first set seems like a huge miss.
Yeah. I could totally see this just being a one-off like the Ghostbusters set was, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago. But there's a ton. There's a lot here, dude. If they want to really dive into the Turtles line, man, I think it'd be a lot of fun. That Cody's really cool too.
It's really good. That's a great Casey Jones.
Yeah. Next post, we get Jordan's main man, rest in peace, Virgil, or AKA Vincent in the NWO. It's pretty cool that we're getting this one. I kind of feel like it's a waste of a spot, because I feel like it'd be relatively easy to just make this figure yourself if you really wanted to have a Vincent in your NWO lineup.
Yeah, I mean, RIP, mister, can I borrow $20? But yeah, it's definitely a miss.
Yeah, Tom, at GCW Nashville, the night before SummerSlam 2022, Virgil tried to bum $20 off Jordan. We were in line to get some beers before the show started, and Virgil came up to ask Jordan for some money. I told Jordan the day he passed away, I said, you know, if you would have given him that $20, he'd probably still be here right now.
At least another day.
That's a real thing, too. He legitimately came up, tapped me on my shoulder and goes, hey, man, you got $20 I can have? And I was like, what?
So I said, walked away just because I could not bear the awkwardness of the situation. I still hold a grudge against Sheena and Ari, the pod wives, for not snapping a picture of this exchange, because it lasted about 90 seconds, dude. It wasn't like a thing. Like they had a whole ass little conversation of Virgil trying to get some fuck money off of Jordan.
Pictures, man. I want a video of this.
Yeah. I was about to scrap with Virgil at GCW.
Most of the legend stuff we had already seen. You know, they've been doing a good job on the Legends reveals, but we did find out we're getting a 2-in-1 Jim the Anvil Neidhart as part of the new foundation and as who, like the short, I think it had maybe all of 6 appearances. This may be the deepest cut that Mattel's ever made.
I love it.
This opens the door for Oz and Vinny Vegas and stuff, though, so I'm all for it.
100%. Yeah, I feel like he's even deeper than Oz and Vinny Vegas, man. Like, yeah. This dude's like... If they make who, they can make anybody. I don't even know if I'm getting this, dude. I really didn't love the new foundation, Jim Neidhart, dude. Like the soft goods just looked like an old FTC figure to me, man. What did you guys think of the of that new Neidhart?
I thought it looked like the new foundation, but it's a legend figure, so I'm gonna have to get it. So
yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah. Somebody had a good idea. They said it's at least within the realm of possibility that you could get 2 of those and put one of those suits on an AEW Owen Hart to try to make the...
I said that.
Yeah. You said that?
Yes. I said that on Figma.
Nice. Yeah. So you could kind of make it match, dude, I wonder how it'll fit, because, you know, Jim Neidhart's a pretty big guy, so it may end up being too baggy, but the new foundation stuff was pretty damn baggy.
Oh, it was baggy. It was definitely baggy. So
I'm trying to find did we see any other new legends? I feel like all the other legends we saw was people we already knew were coming. You know, we saw the Big Bubba. We saw the Hulk Hogan from the album cover with the guitar. I thought that was pretty dang sweet.
No, and I love that. I popped for that.
That's great.
Are we getting a Hulk? And is that just like a thing now that we're getting a Hulk in every single legend series?
This year, yes, because it's his 40th anniversary.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense now.
Yes.
I knew we kind of were. I just wasn't sure if it was like a set thing, but yeah, that makes sense since it's the 40th anniversary. I'm trying to find the Legends post on Wrestling Figure News Twitter now, because I know sometimes Ringside's kind of hesitant to post some of the store exclusive stuff from other countries. Did you guys see the new Austin Theory Elite?
Yes.
I thought that thing looked outstanding.
That's really good, yeah.
He's finally getting a realistic head sculpt. They've always gone so cartoonish on him.
And a new Pete Dunne figure. Did you mention that? Ooh.
New Pete Dunne looks great. I love the new Pretty Deadly also.
Yeah, that's
Pretty
really Deadly good. Looks good.
Yeah. Or not the new Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly's first time in the line. Yeah, they did a great job on those.
We knew what you meant, Seth.
All right, let's get back to the feed. All right, Ultimate Edition Fan Takeover Ray. It's whatever to me. It's of all the Rey Mysterio figures I've ever seen, this is another one.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm tapped out on Rey Mysterio figures. I don't need any more. But I have to buy it because I have every Ultimate, so.
All right, we're getting into some renders. Getting Carlito. I love that purple Carlito, man. It comes with the apple. I think that's a very cool figure. And I love the first time in the line, Tiffy Time, Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Getting Yeet, Jey Uso. You got to imagine that's going to come with some soft goods also. That looks pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love the grayscale Kairi Sane.
That's
this, without even seeing it colored up, this looks like it's going to be outstanding. I know they nailed it on the Pirate Princess, but now we're going to get Damage Control version of Kairi. Very, very, very cool.
That is fantastic.
All right, getting into some new Ultimate Edition reveals. I saw a lot of chatter on, like, you know, they're watering down the Ultimate Edition line. What do you guys think of the Dom? Comes with a Rey Mysterio mask. It's from his WrestleMania 39 look.
I like it. I think it's a great idea. You get the mask on it. You get the nice jacket. Cool. I'm for it. Listen, I'm tapped out on Elites. I'm doing mostly Jordan. Ultimate Editions now.
Dude, I don't know. When they started this line, I assumed it was only going to be like the top of the heap guys. Like, dude, fucking Dom getting one. Just, I don't know. I mean, it's a cool figure and I'll probably get it, but I don't know, man. It's just, to me, the Ultimate Edition line has gone downhill a lot. Like, with, I mean, we're getting so many repeats and stuff now. It's just
a lot of repeats, and the Dom, the Damian Priest, and LA Knight. Between the, I feel like if you would have worked them in over time, it'd be cool. But seeing all those three revealed at the same time definitely felt like it, you know, it watered down the cocktail a little bit.
Well, you know,
go ahead, Tom.
As of now, they've expanded the Ultimates to 5 sets a year, and we're at 3. And eventually, I think maybe by next year, it's going to be up to 6 sets of Ultimates a year.
So yeah, they're selling, dude. Higher price point. I'm sure it's, I can't imagine they're that much more expensive to produce than Elites too. So it's definitely profit margins, man. But
my biggest problem with the Ultimates too is now we're getting re-releases of the same figures that we got at the beginning. I don't love that. Like, I wish they would have left the Ultimate Edition line alone, honestly.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, that should have been, those always should have been a more rare figure. We should not be getting re-releases. Like, if you want to do re-releases when you get to, like, set 50, that's one thing. But doing re-releases already is just, I hate it.
And I think it takes away, like, from the line. Like, it felt so special before.
Yeah.
And we're getting re-releases of stuff that's, like, 2 years old, man. It's not even, you know.
We're getting the Batista, like, already, you know, again. And that, yeah, that just came out at Target 2 years ago.
Yep.
So, you know, said some negative on the Ultimate Edition line, saying some positive. I love the new Ultimate Edition Ray, dude. It's like an update of the old flashed Rey Mysterio. This is, again, from his match with Dom at WrestleMania 39. I think this would look so cool next to the old ringside exclusive Flash Ray and, like, his older style gear. Like, I think this is an excellent Ray figure.
Yeah, that is killer. His head looks a little weird to me, but it looks really good. I mean, his head looks fucking huge.
It does. I see.
He got a little pumpkin head action.
Like, dude, is he supposed to be the Juggernaut or Flash?
He kind of looks like Sam from Trick or Treat when he gets his mask pulled off. Man,
Jesus, now I can't unsee that.
Right? Am I right though? With like the line, the way the lines on like the paint job is and stuff.
Yeah.
We're finally getting that Ultimate Edition Bray. You know, we were so disappointed when this thing got canceled. Like, without seeing it yet in person, only seeing the renders, I still think if they pull this off, this is going to be a figure of the year contender for sure.
I'm buying 3 of these 100%. Like, this is going to be figure of the year, I think.
Do we know for sure if it's glow in the dark?
Yes.
Oh, that is 100% confirmed that it is glow in the dark.
Yep.
That's going to be fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, dude. Imagine walking into your fig room in the middle of the night hammered and that thing's glowing on the shelf.
I think it's between that and the reveal that we're getting the Ultimate Edition Great Muta my reveal of the week.
Yeah,
that was a big one.
That's a huge reveal.
That's awesome, dude. Hopefully it's not a one-off, man. Like, it looks like the good thing is, you know, a lot of times Mattel won't give you the version that you want first time up. If we are only getting one Muta, like, this is the Muta that I want, like the black and red. Like, it looks absolutely killer, man. But hopefully we get a few more down the road.
Dude, let's talk about the fact that we're actually getting Mattel. The WWE has licensed this guy for Mattel. That's amazing. Like, this opens the doors to so many more possibilities. This is great.
Yeah.
I still think we need, just for historical purposes, I feel like we need Antonio Inoki in the line.
Oh, please. You know,
he's the one that wrestled Muhammad Ali. Like, maybe mix him in on Mattel Creations. Like, give us one Ultimate Edition Antonio Inoki, or even if it's just an Elite. I feel like he's needed because he's, you know, one of the most important.
I wonder if they could do the Inoki in a territory set with Hogan.
Yeah, that would work too, man. Anything. Yeah. I feel like he's one of the big ones that are missing from the line.
And
at this
when
point.
I was a kid, Inoki used to wrestle on a WWF house shows at MSG all the time. So I've actually got to see that guy live many years ago.
Yeah, well, that's pretty about awesome. 80, so. Seth, they have the prototype of that Ray like 4 posts up, and it literally does look like Sam's head on the prototype.
It does, unpainted. Yeah, it totally does. I'm sitting there, I'm staring in my office. I have the NECA The Ultimate Edition Sam from Trick or Treat, dude. And yeah, that's all I can think about now, dude. Is that little scowl he's got, everything. It looks just like when, you know, if anybody hasn't watched it, if you want to see an awesome horror movie, go watch Trick or Treat. And this looks exactly like Sam, dude, when he gets his mask off. That little orange one especially, man. Like, ugh.
What are the odds that I'm wearing a Trick or Treat shirt right now, too?
Are you shitting me, dude?
Not even joking.
I feel like I gotta watch that movie after we go off the air now, dude. That's way too much Trick or Treat for one episode, man. Let's go to the new defining moments line. I like these figures in general, but I do feel like it was a huge step down from last year. We're getting the Pipe Bomb CM Punk Ultimate Edition, or not Ultimate Edition, just Random Edition LA Knight, a Rob Van Dam from when he became double champ in ECW, and then Kane from the Inferno match. The Kane's pretty cool, man. He's going to have his arm reset him on fire, and he's going to come with four attachments for the
ring post.
For your Ultimate Edition rings to do the flames. That's something we wanted from Kane for a long time. I kind of thought they should have included it on that Raw as War ring they gave us, but I don't know. What's you guys' thoughts on the new Defining Moment set?
I like it. I'm here for it.
I
don't know if I would call them all defining moments, however. Yeah.
But I cannot unsee the Kane where someone said, why does he come with a chicken wing?
Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh,
man. I was like, holy shit, that is a chicken wing.
I'm interested to see how it looks on person. But yeah, that definitely looks like an extra crispy wingtip, man, from KFC.
Looking at the
dude.
RVD, I don't know if it's the person who took the photos, but the other figures that just came out had a much better scan.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I texted Seth after they revealed this line, and this is a disappointment from the first one. This is a major step down from the first Defining Moments line.
The first ones were awesome, dude. These felt like a reach. These, to me, felt like Mattel kind of gave Ringside the short end of the stick on what they were going to make for this second set, man. To me, a defining moment is you see the figure and you immediately know what it's from, dude. I'm as hardcore as it gets on being a wrestling fan, and I can tell you off the top of my head what this RVD or the LA Knight were from, you know?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Yeah, the four first ones we got, you knew exactly which of those moments were from. Like, I don't know, man. This is just a major step down to me.
Yeah, I was actually just talking to Mike about this. We're going to do an episode of Fig Night. I'm going to invite you guys on where we want to book a four-pack defining moments of actual defining moments that haven't been released yet.
Ooh.
So when we pick a date, I'll talk to you guys. I think it'll be fun to have the four of us go at it and come up with our own four pack.
All right. We'll take a quick beverage break and then we'll dive into the state of the figure game in 2024. We had to get a little bit of Drake for the intro for the beverage break since he's feuding with basically half of the rap world right now. You know, he's in his own Bloodline Rules match against basically every other rapper. Jordan, you're a big hip hop head, man. What do you think of this Drake beef going down right now?
It's fucking stupid. It's just stupid. Like, dude, they're just trying to create something that's not there. It's so dumb to me.
I feel like what he put out, that drop and give me 50, I thought he just basically freaking, if I was any other rappers, I'd be like, you know what, I'm not even gonna mess with this guy, dude. Like, not that Drake's like any type of like gangster or anything, but I feel like he's just the man at the diss tracks, dude.
Well, I mean, Eminem would still ether anybody on a diss track, like, just so we're clear, like, it ain't getting better than that.
Before we get into the beverage break, I gotta drop some breaking figure news. I'm actually kind of, my jaw is kind of just like wide open right now looking at this, dude. December 30th, 2022, I pre-ordered from Zombie Sailor Toys the Johnny Gargano Hasbro style figure. I just got my shipping as of about 15 minutes ago, dude.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Actually on the way. Almost a year and a half later, dude. I don't believe it. Did any one of you guys get that one?
I did get it, but I didn't get my email yet. I just checked my email when you said that, so.
I did not.
I was order 18469. Nice. That was my order number, man. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
I was very happy I got to catch up on my Heels and Faces at WrestleCon.
Yeah. Which ones did you grab? You grabbed the Slick?
I got the Slick. I got the Jack Tunney. They had the Bastion Booger, which I never got. They had Todd Pettengill. And I picked up one more. Oh, the Smart Mark.
Speaking of 80s managers, you know, bringing up Slick, I feel like a huge thing that would be a big boost to the Coliseum collection. Imagine if Macho was still under contract and they could do a Macho and Miss Elizabeth two-pack. Yes.
Wow. Absolutely. Yeah. Please. Yeah,
that would be beautiful.
That would sell out. That would absolutely sell out.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Maybe like WrestleMania 4 action. I don't know. You could pick like any random Saturday night main event, dude. It wouldn't even matter what the attire was. You know they'd knock it out of the park. Macho with the robe and Liz. Jordan, what are you drinking tonight, man?
I am just going standard with a Busch Light tonight. Kept it a little light. It is a Monday night after a long weekend of drinking, so went light tonight.
I'm in the opposite direction, dude. I'm doing a hard cider. So this is Diskin Cider. It's a Pucker Up Imperial. So this is 8% alcohol on a 16-ounce cider, dude. It's cider with wild berry and lemonade, man. If you're ready for a wild ride, you found the perfect partner in crime. Dive into a whirlwind of wild berry tempered with the sour sweetness of lemonade. Each sip is a journey through a wild orchard where berries dance with citrus and a playful symphony of flavor. Get ready to pucker up with this Imperial and let the bold, fruity adventure begin. So I don't know about the fruity adventure part, but I'm definitely enjoying the drink, man. It's pretty good. Tom, what are you sipping on?
I don't have anything in front of me right now, not even water.
Bro, you're doing a freaking hour and a half podcast, freaking dry?
Yeah, I have a half drink bottle of ginger ale from probably a glass of ginger ale from like a month ago sitting here.
Gross.
If I got desperate.
Fuck, okay. Tom.
There's probably bugs floating in it. I won't drink it.
Tom, what the hell? How do you do a podcast with nothing to drink?
I'm fine. I'm good.
All right.
Oh my god, dude. All right, let's get into the state of the figure game at 2024. So I got some kind of this discussion topics just lined up, man, that I'm gonna let you guys kind of marinate on and just give your thoughts, man. You know, we'll let Jordan go first since this is his show. Jordan, what was your overall thoughts on the offerings from Mattel at WrestleMania this year?
There were some hits and there's also some misses. I feel like for the most part, we got some new stuff that kind of just makes you feel a little bit happy, like getting the headbangers when I did not think there was any chance we were getting those at this. Pretty cool. There's some good Ultimate Editions in here. I was a little disappointed there wasn't as many Legends reveals at this one, but overall, I was pretty happy with it. I felt like it was a step down from last year's WrestleMania, though, as far as figure reveals go.
Yeah, I'm kind of right in line with you, man. It's hard to complain because they're doing such a good job with the figures they're putting out. But I'm kind of living for the first time in the line Legends at this point. Or even if it's not, you know, even if it's just a gimmick that it's the first time in the line, right? If it's something like the new Foundation Neidhart, I love stuff like that. Tom, how about you, man? Overall thoughts on Mattel's WrestleMania offering?
Like, I agree with you guys. I was pretty happy with it. But, you know, I'm for the Legends. I'm for the obscure guys. And, you can't forget Comic-Con is just a couple months away, so they can't really do everything now. They have to save something for then, so I would think maybe that's why. But I think it was a pretty solid showing.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think there was anything offensive about this. I don't know, man. Just sometimes you expect more, you know, especially on the WrestleMania weekend we just had. Like, I guess I was just expecting a little bit more out of this one. But, I mean, it was still good, though.
Yeah.
All right. Tom, I'll kick this one to you first, dude. What is your thoughts overall on the current state of the Mattel WWE line?
The Mattel, dude, with what you said something to me a couple of weeks ago that has just been floating around my head since then about talking about the Mattel line and how they've hit everything big pretty much at this point. Sure, there's a couple of things we haven't gotten, but man, I don't know, like, it's booming. They're coming up with all these little sidelines, the territory line. I think they're expanding. You know, I think Vince being gone, I think WWE is allowing them to do more now. Look, we're getting barbed wire. We're getting this Sandman. We're getting this Harley Race. You're going to tell me like they didn't try to do that before, they waited till now? Like, I think Vince being gone has a lot to do with what we've been seeing lately. So I think we're going to start seeing some more obscure stuff and some more like we're getting a great Muda. How can we complain? Like, I think we're going to start seeing stuff we never expected we were going to see. Maybe, like you said, we're going to get the bloody Steve Austin with any luck. Like,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we're in a weird spot. And me and Seth had actually discussed this a couple weeks ago with all the re-releases and stuff like that. Like, dude, I'm all for people being able to pick up figs that they couldn't before because of the price, you know, like getting these re-releases is a good thing. But
also for the collectors that have been doing this from the beginning, it's like, well, I don't need another Rikishi or another New Age Outlaws. Like, I don't really need those things because I already have the originals. So, I mean, unless they're just like broken down or it's that much of an upgrade, that's kind of unfortunate to me. Like, all these releases from the vault kind of, I don't care about the value of figures because that's not what I'm in it for. I'm in it just because I love collecting them. But I mean, for the people that are in it for that, like, it really does kill it. I mean, it does take down a lot of the value of the older figs. So, but like I said, the reveals were good. I'm happy. There's some good Ultimate Editions coming out, some good Legends coming out. So overall, I'm happy with it. I don't love all the re-releases.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. It's hard to complain too passionately because the actual figures are really the best we've ever gotten, man. Like, there's some misses here and there, but for the most part, every single thing that they're cranking out right now off the assembly line just is on point. But the actual lineups, dude, they're lacking a little bit. We're just, like, you know, 15 years deep, man. You're running out. The well is running dry as far as unique stuff to do, and that's why we're in the re-release era right now. And you know, it's every once in a while they have one that's a solid upgrade, like that DX Sean looks like it's going to be a really big upgrade with a whole different head sculpt and stuff on there. Yeah. But yeah, it's hard to get too worked up about it when it's stuff that some of the stuff is getting re-released for like the third and fourth time, man. So, that's kind of where I'm at too. What is at the top of your, go ahead, Tom.
I was going to say, like, you had the greatest hits and then like we're getting From the Vault. It's the same exact thing as Greatest Hits, just another way to release things that we've already gotten. And I don't mind getting the upgrades because I'd like to just be able to get what I want easily without having to pay a lot of money. I don't collect for the money. I collect for the love of it. Like, I just want to be able to get what I want. And it does seem kind of desperate with all these re-releases.
I think we have four different re-release lines right now. We have the Greatest Hits, we have Legends Greatest Hits, we got From the Vault, and we have Ultimate Edition Greatest Hits. So we have four different lines right now just dedicated to re-releasing figures.
I mean, the other thing it speaks for is just how popular the fig game is right now.
True.
Yeah, I mean,
Jordan, what were you going to say, man?
I was just going to say, like, when you look at Ringside and look at the Elite lines, like, the majority of them are sold out. Like, they're selling figures. I mean, it's not like they're not going through figures. In the basic line, I've never seen those sell out as fast as they've sold out now.
It's harder than ever.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Like, Mattel is definitely on fire with what they're doing, and they're definitely making money. It's just sometimes it's hard for the hardcore collectors because, like, when you're getting full sets of re-releases, it's kind of underwhelming. And me and Seth even talked about this. I think it was Elite 107 me and you were talking about, or was it 106? I'm like, dude, there's literally not one figure in this that I want. And that's kind of where it hits. It's like, unless you want a different attire of the same wrestler you've already got, it's just kind of repetitive at this point.
I agree. I'm the same way. I'm looking at a lot of these sets and I'm like, well, okay, I don't need any of those figures. So it saves me money, but they're flying off the shelf. So listen, the game is healthy. We're going to keep getting new ones. And eventually the stuff I want will be there. So then I'll get it.
Exactly.
All right. We've been WWE heavy so far. Let's turn our thoughts over to the All Elite side of the family, man. Tom, current thoughts on the Jazzwares line and the future of AEW's figures.
Well, it was nice to see the Vault launch rather smoothly, get in there to order your stuff and actually get it within a week. I think I got my Malachi Black. So that was encouraging. And we've seen a couple of sets hit and a couple of more up for pre-order, but it's still not an every month thing like they said. I happened to find the Brody King rare the other day in my Walmart. They got that set in. You know the best part about that? It was on clearance for $9 because they've had all their AEW figures on clearance for $9 for the last 3 months. So, but and I'm seeing my Walmart get the new set, so I just hope they could pick up the pace a little bit. And the other disappointing thing is, like, okay, I know there are four designers there, and only one of them is worth a damn. Like, the other three, when they make figures, are terrible. When Magic does the figures, there's a noticeable difference. Like, I'll text Magic when I'll say, Magic, you did this figure, didn't you? And as the one that I hate, I'm like, Magic, you didn't do this figure, did you? He's like, nope. So it's, like, so easy to tell which ones look good and which ones look bad. Why do you have guys making crappy figures? Like, and if you go on the internet, you're going to see the people criticizing it doesn't. Like, you could see what people like and what people don't like. There's night and day. One of their figures could be awesome, and the next one is dog crap. It's like a frustrating.
That's the biggest difference between them and Mattel, dude. Like, Jazzwares at its best rivals the best stuff that Mattel puts out, like that Vault Malachi, all the House of Black figures. But there's this, there's the floor is so far below, like the some of the stuff they put out is so far below anything Mattel would ever let hit the streets, man.
Dude, yeah. And Matt, and Bill does every Elite and every Ultimate Edition. I think he's also doing the retros now. Magic, I don't understand why Magic can't do everything for AEW when they're releasing less figures than Mattel does.
I don't know. I hope it keeps going, because I really, as tempting as it is to be like, oh, you know, I wish like Hasbro or somebody would pick it up. Like I'm generally happy for the most part with the Jazzwares figures. I just want them to start cranking out the production, because they do. You're right, dude. It seems like when the new sets hit, they typically sell pretty fast. I see that they only last like a week or so at my Walmarts, dude. The stuff that's been on the that sets is this, like, you know, the stuff that came out around like Unrivaled Series 3 and like Unmatched Series 1 and 2. Like, that's the stuff that's been setting for sometimes years at Walmart. It seems like the new sets typically still sell pretty fast once they hit the pegs.
Yeah, this set with the House of Black and the CM Punk in it, dude, you had to get it the minute it was on the pegs, because you weren't getting another chance at it. So the line is still hot as far as selling, because this Swerve Strickland is like one of the hardest figures to come across right now. And it's selling for a constant $60 on eBay right now. So, I mean, dude, the line is hot. They got to figure a way out to churn more out. I don't know if this is a fact or not, but I think they cut back the production on these lines by at least half. I don't know if this is a fact, but it seems like it is, because my Walmart used to get like three cases at a time of each AEW set. Now they get one if you're lucky. It seems like they tried to like get the fire back into AEW, which is smart, because you don't want what happened with the Dark Order set to happen again, because that was the worst fucking idea of all time. Like, it just, yeah, it didn't work. And it really, I feel like that set alone set AEW back a couple years, like that. Because then the distribution was so bad, because they had 50 Dark Order figures at your Walmart and Target. So I still like what they're doing. I still think there's a way to save it. The Vault was great. The Blood and Guts figures, every one of them has been terrific so far. So there's money to be made in the AEW set. They just need to figure out what it is and how to do it.
Now, did you guys hear, I don't know the details, but I heard today that they dropped Jeff Hardy from the Unmatched line.
Yeah, because it sounds like his contract's up.
So they're headed back to WWE. I think
the Hardys are done.
I just knew before that big ladder match kicked off at WrestleMania, we were going to hear, you know, somebody come out and say, wait a second, there's one more team to be added to the match, dude, and hear the Hardy Boys music hit again.
Dude, the problem is like, I don't know how much more chances people can keep giving Jeff. Like, he keeps fucking up over and over. Like, I seriously think that guy needs, like, really some help. Like, to the point of he doesn't need to be seen by anybody for a long time.
Dude, I think it's time
so
for
sad too. We went to SmackDown in Norfolk, November 2021. And dude, the three most over people on the show was Roman, Jeff Hardy, and Sasha Banks. And I'm talking, dude, Jeff Hardy was getting huge pops on that show, to the point where I was like, dude, it'd be awesome if they gave him like a little mini push, dude, and have him go one-on-one with Roman, just cause like, he's just got that thing, dude. Like, no matter how much he fucks up, people love Jeff Hardy, dude. He's like the Morgan Wallen of wrestling, dude. No matter what dumb shit he does, like, he's always going to be beloved by the fans, man. And, it's sad, man. You know, you hope that, you know, God, you know, he doesn't end up killing himself, or God forbid, hurting somebody else getting out there driving drunk. That's the thing I don't get, man. It's so, 20 years ago, dude, you could almost forgive a DUI, because it was like a pain in the ass going out and like drinking, like trying to get a cab and shit like that. It's so fucking easy for anybody to avoid getting a DUI now, much less somebody that's rich. So, like, yeah, you got to me, if you're still out there getting fucking drunk driving charges and shit, like, you just got a self-destructive streak a mile wide, man. There's nothing nobody's going to be able to do for you.
Dude, I hate to say it, Jeff Hardy's 46 years old. He's had his run. I think it's time for him to just step away from wrestling. I think the daily grind is what gets to him, because it's every time he comes back and he gets into it about a year in, you see what happens to him. Like, for your own health and for your family, dude, stay away. Do your conventions. You pop up here and there and do something. But I just think the daily grind is done for him. I don't think he can handle it. And for his own health, like, dude, just go be with your family.
I agree.
I know I might catch some flack for this. I think Jeff Hardy's got one more in him, dude. One more. Oh my god. One more fucking, one more last gunslinger run in him, dude. Like, let him get one more big run and just come up just short and let that be how he rides off into the sunset, man. But
I think he's got one more in him.
On the first, yeah, I'm probably talking about one more DUI, unfortunately. But, I'd be down for it, dude. If he could keep it straight for one more run, just because. This was kind of right before WWE caught back fire again, but dude, maybe I was just intoxicated by that one night, but he was fucking on fire, dude. Virginia came alive for Jeff Hardy that night. I can't remember who he was wrestling. I just remember being like taken aback by how over he was, Norfolk's only, about 25 minutes away from the North Carolina state line. So that may have been why, it was basically like almost a homecoming for him, but I just remember how red hot he was.
He's beloved everywhere he goes. I don't even think it's where he was. People love Jeff Hardy. And maybe it's time he becomes that guy that shows up, to do a story for a couple weeks, then takes the time off. Maybe that's what he needs now.
Yeah.
Seth, he's got one more in him. It's that Vince Carter meme. I got one more in me.
Yep, I got one more in me, man. All right, real quick before we dive in the mailbag, talking about the secondary lines, the state of them. We saw Zombie Sailor finally parade out his elite line. We saw Jeff Jarrett, Brian Pillman, King Kong Bundy, and Abdullah the Butcher. What did you guys think of these?
Beautiful. I had seen the King Kong Bundy and the Brian Pillman last year in hand, and I don't think pictures do them justice either.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, dude. Everything Zombie does is a work of art. It just takes you 7 years to get him.
Yeah, but at this point, we know that. And you know what? Yeah. With the quality he's given you, I'll gladly wait.
100%.
I was absolutely in love with the Pillman. I think that's going to be the best Brian Pillman figure ever made. Jeff Jarrett and Abdullah were really, really cool, too. I didn't love the King Kong Bundy. I don't think that's going to be an improvement over Mattel's Elite King Kong Bundy. But, I mean, that figure is going on 14 years old at this point, basically impossible to get. So I'm glad it's coming out, and I'll still buy it just to support Zombie, because I'm really stoked for his elite scale line, dude. Were you able to see those in person? You said you did see those in hand, right, Tom?
Yes.
How do you think they're going to scale with elites? Because to me, just looking at them by themselves, they look a little bit closer to like the Power Town scale.
I was just
going
to say that they're definitely closer to the Power Town scale than to the Mattel and Jazzwear scale.
Okay. But 100%. Close enough to display and stuff together.
Oh, 100%. Yes. And listen,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I have a little bit of news here that I found out at WrestleCon after speaking with Demolition for a good half hour. WWE is in talks with all the guys who were involved in the concussion lawsuit again.
Oh, that's wonderful, dude.
Demolition was invited to the Hall of Fame. They were invited to WrestleMania. So communications is open. Let's sign these guys. I was telling Demolition, I said to them, I said, you guys need to sign a Legends deal so you get some new merch. And he's like, we talked about it, but they told us what they offered us. I'm like, listen, I'm going to tell you what I've heard from multiple wrestlers and from Matt Cardona. I'm like, the money's not in a Legends deal. The deal is when you do these appearances, you're going to have people who collect Mattel just to get signed. And you're going to have people come in here with their $20 figure to get your $100 autograph. On the figure. Dude. I'm like that. And you could see the light bulb went off in Axe's head when I said that. And he's like, really? He goes, we never thought about it that way. And I'm like, yes, that's why I'm telling you. I'm like, people are dying for new Demolition figures. And there are collectors who never even saw you during your prime that are going to buy these figures and come and get them signed.
Dude, I would do unforgivable things to get an Ultimate Edition 3-pack with Axe, Smash, and Crush.
Oh, please.
God, dude. Like,
get me some Ultimate Road Warriors, please.
Give us the 92 SummerSlam Road Warriors.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, dude.
Talks are open. That, it's a new company. Vince isn't there anymore. The guy who holds the grudge and doesn't want you back is gone.
Yep.
It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Jordan.
One last thing we're going to talk before we dive in the mailbag. Top of your wish list right now. I'll give mine because it kind of lines up perfectly with that Demolition talk that Tom just hit us with. I want Mr. Fuji, dude. I need two Mr. Fujis. I need Mr. Fuji, the devious one with Demolition and Powers of Pain. And then I need him with Yokozuna, man. I want two Mr. Fujis in the Legends line, and I will be a happy collector.
Dude, I was going to say Mr. Fuji. I was going to say Slick. Give me all the managers from the 80s. Like, we're getting that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Lou Albano figure finally.
That Captain Lou's perfect.
I need more of these managers to complete that collection from the 80s. And Mr. Fuji was involved with the lawsuit for the concussion, so that door could be open.
That'd be wonderful. Jordan, what's your most wanted figure right now?
So we're starting to get more and more out, but dude, there's just one that I think Mattel could absolutely knock out of the park. Dude, imagine if Mattel released a Kona Crush. Like I feel like the bright colors and stuff, they would absolutely knock that out of the park. Like an ultimate of that. Yeah.
That'd be great. Give us a whole Crush run, dude. Yeah, we need Kona Evil. Crush. We need Evil Crush. We need like Jailbird Crush, dude. You know what I mean? If you want to give us Disciples Crush, that's cool too. But I love like that. I think about that Jax Bone Cruncher of Crush with the tattoo on the forehead and stuff. Like, yeah, Kona Crush would be cool though. He's definitely at the top of my list. So good picks, man. I do want to mention something. We kind of got sidetracked just going down the zombie rabbit hole, talking about the secondary lines. Epic Toys, the company that took over for Cella, they've been absolutely crushing it with their retros, dude. Those retro British Bulldogs they put out were outstanding. So I just want to give a little bit of a little bit of flowers to Epic Toys. They're doing some really great stuff. They got that amazing DDP coming out here pretty soon as well.
That's a beautiful figure.
I got to give my flowers to the big rubber guys. Being an LJN kid, these things are so close to LJNs. Love them. I absolutely love them.
They've, out of all the different LJN revivals that have been attempted, they're by far the closest. They fit in pretty much perfectly with your LJN.
Oh, yeah, so by far. Nobody even came. Like, the Jacks were not... Mm-mm. Like, these they really did a great job figuring this out and getting something close to the original LJNs.
All right, guys. So we have about 20 something questions in the mailbag. You guys ready to dive into this, or you need a little break?
Let's go.
All right. So starting off with our buddy from the UK, Phil Dunnett. We kind of already addressed this, but I do want to read his question on the air. He says, "Where are the Fook or all the Hart Foundation chases?"
Yeah. I wish we knew.
All right, Kevin Eugene, our buddy from Canada. We're like WWE, man. We're going international on the mailbag to start it off, dude. So from up in Canada, he says, "There was talk of Samantha Irvin being one of the better received ring announcers after WrestleMania. Do you think ring announcers and commentators would make good build-a-figure inclusions?" Yes. I think Samantha would be an absolutely outstanding figure. I don't think she even needs to be a build-a-figure. If you put her in the basic main event line right now, I think she would be a very hot seller, dude, because people love Samantha.
100% I agree with you.
I mean, I love it as build-a-figures if it's a way you're not going to get the person otherwise, but put them in the line and let us buy them.
Yeah, Samantha's, I hadn't really thought about it, but now that you mention it, yeah, she's much needed. All right, Jordan's BFF, Tony Barker. "Which of the figures outside of Mattel is having the best run currently? So many are putting out incredible figures right now." We'll toss this one to you first, Jordan.
Dude, Power Town is putting out some incredible figures right now. That TNA line that they just announced looks awesome. I feel like we could talk for hours about who's doing the best, because Zombie does incredible work. I mean, these guys are all doing great. Like, Mitch is doing great work. I mean, these are awesome. This is a great time to be a wrestling collector.
Yeah, it is a golden era, dude. Like, you know, like you said, everybody, Power Town's putting out the super premium stuff. You know, Mitch's stuff, I don't think he'll crucify me for saying it's kind of like a half step below quality-wise on some of the other stuff, but he gets it out faster, and he is, like, on point with the character choices, man. Like, he's to me, feels the most like if Hasbro just didn't stop, what kind of stuff they'd be putting out the next few series. So, yeah, I agree. How about you, Tom? What's your favorite outside of Mattel?
I mean,
I know you mentioned Big Rubber Guy, so give us another pick.
Well, I mean, I want to give kudos to Mitch, because he really, like, the first few figures weren't great, but he turned it around. Like, he could have packed it up and went home, but he didn't. He fixed it, and he made it now that the people are loving it. I got to go Heels and Faces. Those things are just a beautiful, beautiful piece of art.
It's hard to argue against those.
If I can't pick Big Rubber Guys, I got to go Heels and Faces, because I'm all in on them too. And I wasn't even a Hasbro kid, and I loved the Heels and Faces.
Yep. It's hard to argue that.
All right. Sam Bro, he asked one figure that hasn't been made that y'all believe would be a crazy good seller. We can't already address that. Sam had a bunch of questions. He said he had mentioned that he just really loves the pod and loves hearing us talk about stuff. So he's got us teed up for a handful here. He says, "What outside company would you like to see make wrestling figures?" I think NECA and McFarlane would do great. Tom, we'll let you take this one first.
NECA, 100%. I would love to see them get a crack at doing some good wrestling.
I agree. We mentioned that a couple of times on the pod. If Mattel, you know, because NECA will sometimes get the license for stuff that like has other people making it. I'd be cool if NECA had some sort of deal where they're dropping like four wrestlers a year. You know what I mean? Like it don't got to be something where they're cranking out like nonstop, but like give us like four NECA versions of wrestlers a year. I think would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, NECA just absolutely knocks everything they do out of the park. So yeah, I'm all for that.
All right. He says, do you think AEW Supremes will be only Vault exclusives going forward? I think, yeah, we haven't, there's been crickets on, you know, a series four of Supreme. Have you heard anything on series four Supremes?
I haven't. The only thing I've heard is the Sting coming to Walmart and that's a one-off. So
bro, didn't we, I could have swore we had Young Bucks Supremes like announced or revealed at some point. Did I just imagine that?
Well, as Thunder Rosa was also announced. So
yeah. Bro. I know that Thunder Rosa got formally like canceled. I don't think we ever heard anything about the Bucks. I am looking forward to those the Young Bucks with the lampshades on the heads coming to Walmart pretty soon. I think those look pretty nice.
Yeah. But look at what the Supremes that have come out are selling for. Like the Lucha Bros are going for incredible money right now. That Malakai Black is going for incredible money. Like there's clearly something there. It just.
The figures are incredible, man. To me, they're better than Ultimate Editions.
The distribution absolutely fucking sucks on them, though, is the biggest problem. The Lucha Bros never even hit stores. If you didn't get them off ringside, you didn't get them. So, like, I feel like that's kind of where they're at right now.
There's still six Britt Baker. Sorry about that. There's still six Britt Baker Supreme sitting at my local Target.
Yeah, we have a Target around me that I go check out on my way to work, and there's Britt Baker's just sitting there. And every time I go scan it to see if they're on clearance yet, and they're still full price.
Yeah, I don't know why I said local, because the closest Target to me is like 40 minutes away, but it's the most local Target I have. Ugh. Also, side note, man, fuck the Target in Bartlett, Tennessee. I drove 40 minutes yesterday because I saw that the new Legend set was in stock, but they hit me with the street date, man. They were sitting in the back, and they wouldn't bring them out to me to buy. Yeah, I was hoping I'd heard that they were street dated, but I'd seen that there were places where they were already out on the peg. So I was going to, if I could get my hands on them, I was leaving with those figures one way or another, man. I was going to figure out a way to get them out of that store. But yeah, they wouldn't even bring them out of the back for me.
And I've heard with each of those figures, there's a different code for 2K24 for my faction.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you could probably sell those codes for a pretty good price on eBay, man. People go nuts for that shit.
You could actually probably pay for the figures.
Dude that I know that works at the Target up the street from my house, I asked him about those Legends figures, and yeah, their Target is getting pretty, like they're getting pretty regular on these are going to be street dated and stuff like that. Like he said, people are getting in trouble for putting them out early. So yeah, it sounds like they're going to get pretty hardcore on that moving forward.
I do not understand street dates on action figures, man. Like that's just puzzling to me.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Steve about that at the World, and he's like, for us, we don't put the street date. We say, as soon as you get them, put them out. He goes, that's a Target thing. He goes, we don't do street dates. So that's all on Target.
Yeah, I just don't get it, man. Like I see it for like, you know, music and like video games, because it's kind of like, you know, a big shared experience for like, you know, the big release. But even amongst figure collectors, it's not like we're like counting down like, yo, we got fucking 48 minutes till Legends 21 drops. You know what I mean? Like,
it's exactly.
It's not a thing. Are there any errors or characters you just refuse to buy? There's none I refuse to buy. Ruthless Aggression is definitely like my dark period. That's it takes a lot to get me fired up to grab a Ruthless Aggression figure.
There was only one figure I refused to buy, and that was the Gronk. No way. Didn't want it.
Mm-mm. I did not buy that either.
I do have the Gronk, and he's a proud member of my collection, dude. You got to have one of everybody, man. You just got to. All right, Tom, this question specifically for you.
I know this question already.
How does Tom balance his big budget with his OnlyFans budget?
Oh, I'll answer it the same way you did there. $0 for OnlyFans, all the money for figures.
All right, he's keeping it kayfabe on us, guys. Tony swiping back in. The Jim Neidhart Who reveal got me thinking, what dual persona would you like to see in the future?
Ooh, well, we just mentioned Crush.
Yeah. But the only problem with that is, like, how would you do all the different attires the only problem with that. It needs to be, like, similar attire that you could just, like, take a mask off or take a singlet off.
Jordan mentioned it earlier. I think you could do a Vinny Vegas and Oz. Yeah. I feel like you could put have all the entrance gear for Oz, like some a whole, you know, a shit ton of soft goods covering it up, and then have Vinny Vegas underneath, I think could work.
Yeah,
hey, you know what would be cool? I just came up with a great idea. They should come out with all the machines and underneath they're just wearing their regular clothes. Have different heads to swap also.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a deep cut. You know, you get, I think, you know, Tom, you definitely, I mean, I remember the machines, but I'm probably in like, you know, the hardest of the hardcore wrestling fans. I think you need to give a little history lesson to some of our younger listeners on what the machines, what that gimmick was.
All right. So Andre, Bobby the Brain Heenan. See, most people don't even know this. Before Andre joined Bobby Heenan, they had a massive feud. They hated each other.
That's what made it so dastardly when he joined.
Exactly.
What are you doing with him?
Andre
used What are you doing with him?
Exactly. Andre used to slap the shit out of Heenan. He took the best bumps. And then Heenan had Andre suspended from WWE indefinitely. And then all of a sudden, here comes the giant machine and the super machine. And then at house shows, you would get the Hulk machine and the Piper machine. And it was just a fun story back in the 80s. So, I mean, that's what the machines are. It's Andre in the mask. It was Demolition Axe before he was Demolition Axe in the mask.
Yep.
The big machine. Wow.
That was Big John Studd, right?
No, it was not Big John Studd. It was Blackjack Mulligan, I think. Hold on.
Okay. Now. Okay.
Blackjack Mulligan, who actually happens to be the grandfather of Bray Wyatt.
Yep. All right. Another question. So why the hell didn't they reveal any Steiners? So I think we all probably have the same hypothesis for why they didn't. And we'll avoid talking about that just so we don't, you know, on the off chance we get some rando that tunes in, we don't get canceled on Tom's episode. He joins in. Let's just say, do you guys still believe, are we going to get the Steiner brothers in the line outside of the one Rick Steiner we already got?
Well, from what I understand and people I've spoken to, yes.
Yeah, we're getting them.
I saw AFA. I saw he posted that they're still on the way. I don't know, dude. It feels like we would have seen them by now, dude. To me, that felt like maybe just, I hope I'm wrong, but I could totally see that being a scenario where it's like, you know what, let's just string everybody along so that way we don't have this big outrage. Because, dude, everybody, the Steiners are they're collectively the most wanted figures right now, right? Some early 90s version of the Steiner brothers. I think that's the most wanted thing for the hardcore figure collecting, the hardcore figure collecting base right now. And the fact that we didn't even get renders, dude, like you, I understand the figures may not be ready to show, but you can't tell me if they're working on it, we don't at least have some grayscale renders of these guys ready yet.
It's just a cool off period. They're just waiting. It was only a year ago.
Okay.
Almost exactly a year ago that everything happened. So it's just a cool off period. They're coming.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Who's going to be the next Blood and Guts figure? Got to be Hangman and Swerve, right?
Oh, yes.
Dude, they better have an accessory where they can make it so the blood's dripping off his head and you can put Hangman underneath them.
Well, they could do the Goldberg little mist thing and make it red.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd even execute that, but that would be fucking sweet, dude.
I agree. No, right. That's got to be the next one.
Yeah, that was such an iconic moment for AEW, man. What do you think of the new TNA figures, and will you be ordering any off that line? To me, man, dude, I love the figures. I was really, really happy with that series one of Power Town, and I'm sure these figures are going to be cool, but, dude, it's that, even for me, man, somebody that absolutely loves figure collecting, like, that price point's a little bit high. I haven't made my mind up yet. As of right now, I'm thinking I'm going to get Moose and Jordan Grace, and I'm going to let that Josh Alexander and Eddie Edwards just kind of go by the wayside. And if I get FOMO, I'll bite the bullet and pay that eBay tax when time comes. But I think I'm going to pay my $100 and get those two. I can't see myself dropping that 190 for the four pack, man.
That Josh Alexander looks so good, though. Like,
it does look good. I'm not a huge, I'm just not super familiar with him, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get them all just so I don't get FOMO on these, because this is a really good set. Yeah, the Moose and Jordan Grace are just phenomenal. Like, I have to have them for that, if nothing else.
Do you think there's going to be a resale market there for the Eddie Edwards and the Josh Alexander if I do get them in hand and decide I don't
100%.
Want
them? 100%.
Yeah.
Seth, you're...
I sold my Bruiser Brody for like $240, man, because I had a custom Elite Bruiser that I liked more than the Power Town once I got it in hand. So, but I just wasn't sure if that same market was going to materialize for these two guys.
Now, listen, you're not going to lose money on them. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
FOMO always hits, dude. On anything that... you can't just buy after the fact. It always hits people.
especially with TNA being on the hot streak that they've been on. So, all right, you guys convinced me. I think as soon as we get out the air, I'm just going to go ahead and buy all four of them. They'll be available for PayPal paying for it. That'll make it a little bit easier to swallow. And, you know, Sheena won't, it'll be a little bit harder for Sheena to notice it on the bank statement if it's just four, you know, $50
charges instead of one $200
charge. Yeah. It just makes it easier to swallow, man. You know, like it just does. It's the same amount of money, but it, I don't know, for whatever reason, mentally, I can accept it.
Dude. I agree. I do the same shit all right, the time.
So I guess I'm getting all for it. Dude. You guys fucking convinced me, man. It's, you know, I drunk that Imperial cider and then I'm washing down with a Bush Light, dude. So, you know, I'm getting liquored up and buying figs, man. So I'm getting all four. Jordan said he's getting all four. How about you, Tom?
I don't watch TNA, so I'm going to pass.
Wow.
There's too much Sam, other stuff. I need to order the new big rubber guys this month.
Who knew Tom was an elitist?
Yes. No, I just got it. Like, there's so much good stuff. You got to pick and choose sometimes.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Sam had just comment. You know, he just wanted this to read this on there. He said, I know I've asked a lot of questions tonight, but you guys are one of my favorite podcasts. And you're talking about one of my favorite hobbies. So thank you guys. Yeah, you're welcome, you're Sam. Welcome, we appreciate man. You too, man. And yeah, I agree, man. The figures really bring out my passion for wrestling, so I enjoy talking about this.
I agree, and Sam is great. I chat with Sam. We sell shit to each other back and forth. Sam's a good dude.
He is.
Yeah, really, really good dude, man. He says, how many big figure purchases have you guys been through? I was originally a Mattel completist when Jordan first got me into this line, early 2015. So I'm going on 10 years in the game, dude, collecting Mattels. Jordan's the one that got me hooked, so thanks, Jordan. You know, I'd probably be retired right now if it wasn't for Jordan, dude.
No, you wouldn't, because you were going to try to do all the classic superstars. Those wouldn't have been any better.
Those were done, though, dude. I could have finished classic superstars in, like, 2 or 3 years, dude. Like, they would already be collecting dust by now. But either way, I'm glad he did, because it's brought me so much joy. But Jordan got me turned on to him. And so I jumped in at Elite 33. Got all the way caught up between basically every Elite style figure, all the Elites, Defining Moments, all the Legends, and kept up through Elite 68. I was a straight up 100% completist, right? If it was an Elite style figure, I had it. And I want to say it was Elite 68 Braun Strowman. It was like the third or fourth Braun that was extremely similar. They got released in a short time frame. That was the figure that finally broke me. Like, why am I fucking spending money on these just to say I fucking had it? And since then I've kind of piecemealed it, and I've basically been on a purge. I've spent the last 6 years still kind of selling off stuff, man, from that first 4 years that I was buying, because I bought so much stuff that first 4 years. How about you guys, man? What kind of purges have you guys done?
I've never done one.
I thought you were selling off a bunch of your Funkos, dude.
Hasn't happened yet. Still working on their guts to do that.
Well, most recently I sold all my Funkos. But I would think I hesitated on joining the Mattel. When I finally jumped in, I wound up selling all my Jax Classic Superstars, and now I regret selling them all. So I wish I had them back.
Way to go, Tom.
Yeah. I wish I had them back.
What's a style of figure you wish a big company would relaunch? I'd absolutely love Mattel to do Maximum Sweat or WCW Gross Out Style. I know figure collections are doing the BCAs. I think a Mattel BCA revival would hit like crack, man.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what? I want Galoobs. AEW should, instead of the LJNs, let them do Galoobs. I bet they could do that would a lot be cool. closer.
Both those lines would feed families.
I've said it plenty, dude. Whoever, and unfortunately, I should have looked into it by now to have a name. Whoever the sculptor was on those Galoobs was an absolute fucking artist, man. Like, those Galoob sculpts, the head scans, and just even like, I don't know if the body scans is the right term or whatever. Like, whoever, because those figures were like little mini sculptures, they were fucking perfect, man. Like, that Sting, for my money, that's probably the best Sting figure ever made, dude. That first blue Sting, like that, it looks so much like him. The Lex Luger, the Ric Flair, like all of those, the Arn Anderson, like, those Galoob figures were just freaking incredible, man. Like, you know, they're going on damn near 35 years old at this point. But yeah, if I don't know if anybody's got the talent to even do it, man. Anybody outside of Zombie Sailor, I don't know who I would trust to even remake that line to where they're not just looking like fucking Mongoloids.
That's a good point.
Jesus.
But they are beautiful. I have the Sting figure is the only Galoob I have, and it's just a piece of art too. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's think about the Brian Pillman, dude. Like that Brian Pillman is nuts, man. Like, yeah, I love the Galoob line so much. It's such a cool line. Are there any Hogan looks left to make?
No,
no.
I want we still need the Hogan with the thin spiky hair from when he did three Ninjas Part Three. You know, High Noon at Magic Mountain.
I need a Mega Mountain.
Pastamania? Oh,
it was Mega Mountain. I thought it was Magic Mountain. Yeah, but remember that he was showing up on Nitro for like a month with that. Like it was super. It looked like somebody like growing grass on for the first time on their lawn, dude. It was like, you know, super thin with this little bitty blonde spikes, man.
Dude, that would be epic to get that exact figure from High Noon at Mega Mountain. That'd be awesome.
Suburban Commando.
Yeah, that'd be a good one too.
Dude, that's my number one most wanted San Diego Comic-Con figure. Give me an Ultimate Edition Chet Ramsey, dude. That would be fucking amazing.
Pastamania. We need Pastamania, Hulkamania.
Yeah, Pastamania would be cool. That last Ultimate Edition was kind of close to it. I feel like Thunderlips, dude. I feel like that's still totally on the table for San Diego Comic-Con is a Thunderlips and Rocky 2-pack.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
What else is there, dude? There's not a whole lot else besides that, though, dude. We're getting close to the end, man. Well, no, I forgot. We also need him in the pirate costume from WrestleMania 37.
No, we do not.
Him in the Titus O'Neil 2-pack.
No, we do not. Yeah, that's how we're going to end racism is having him and Titus O'Neil in a 2-pack.
Tom, no, I know you got some dirt, man. What is the what's the San Diego Comic-Con going to be this year?
You know, I don't know. I wish I knew.
I don't believe that, dude.
No, I
think
really don't.
I think you know.
If I knew, I would.
What do you think, Jordan?
He doesn't want to tell us. It's disappointing. It's going to be like Muhammad Ali again.
I think he knows, dude.
I know what was pitched and got shot down. It was another Hogan one, but I forgot exactly what he said.
It's going to be Earl Hebner selling Gucci watches out of the back of his trunk.
I think Hogan and Rocky is definitely on the table. I think Cyndi Lauper could be there. It almost feels like at this point, dude, that's almost a deep cut, dude. Like a Cyndi Lauper, Captain Lou 2-pack.
I'd be down.
That feels like a deep cut. It feels like it's gonna be something with Hogan. Nah,
Mike Belcaster's biggest wish is a Lou Albano with Super Mario.
No, dude,
that would be cool.
They have to get something that's gonna sell out. Like what happened last year can never happen again. They can never do another Comic-Con that does not sell out. Honestly, dude, for me, half the thrill of the Comic-Con exclusive is the thrill of if you're going to be able to get it or not. Just being able to get Muhammad Ali whenever you wanted kind of ruined that for me before I even got it.
But I think production was a part of that. I think they produced a lot more thinking it was going to sell a lot more because it was Muhammad Ali.
I think it did sell pretty well. I think they just produced a lot. I think I want to say I saw it may have just been company spin, but I want to say Action Figure Attack said it was actually like their most successful Comic-Con exclusive they've had so far. They just made a shit ton, dude. You know what would be good, man, if we want to get off the Hulk train? If they just brought it back, that Macho's back under contract, we're dropping that canceled WrestleMania 7 Ultimate Edition, and we're going to have Liz with the big, you know, star-spangled sweater to go along with it, man.
Miss Elizabeth.
Imagine if in the packaging it's Macho, like they put all the accessories down in the bottom like they've done, and the packaging has Macho with Liz up on his shoulder. Like, bro, I'll shed fucking tears just looking at that thing, man.
I'm with you. The same way.
All right, and last thing from the mailbag, our good buddy Johnny JB didn't have a question. He just said, I want to say I love this podcast and I love the Foley fam. So thanks, Johnny, man. Much appreciation to you. He's a retired Marine. You know, we support the vets, dude. So yeah, thanks, Johnny, for showing some love. That's it for episode 24 of the Pod Warriors. We made it out in under 2 hours, which is, you know, impressive. I thought we may actually go a little bit longer than that. Tom, hit your plugs, man.
Oh, guys, follow Fig Night at Official Fig Guys. We're on Instagram and TikTok, the Turnbuckle Tavern, theturnbuckletavern.com. You'll get all of our links there. You'll find all of our podcasts and shows. Follow us.
All right, Jordan, hit us with some closing thoughts and we'll get out of here.
Thanks again, Tom, for doing this. It was great to have you back on. Thanks for all the positive feedback again from everyone. Like we said, we're gonna try to pump up some more Pod Warriors content. So just bear with us. Eventually, life will slow down a little bit, I think. You guys have a good time.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.